For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, Governor Andy Beshear headed up the state's response to the coronavirus outbreak, recommending that schools, churches, and employers cease in-person activities. Leaders in the Kentucky legislature say they're evaluating how to proceed with this year's budget writing session. Jonice Franklin talked with our Capitol reporter, Ryland Barton, for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
So, Ryland, it was after last week's episode that Kentucky's first coronavirus case was confirmed. A lot has happened since then. Can you take us through the timeline?
So Governor Andy Beshear announced that the first case was confirmed in Fayette County last Friday. That person was actually from Cynthiana, a Walmart employee, but was treated at UK Chandler Hospital in Lexington. Then cases in Lexington and Louisville were announced, plus more cases in Cynthiana stemming from that first individual. And as of 2:30 on Friday afternoon, we've got 11 cases in Kentucky, 5 in Harrison County, 6 in Fayette County, and 2 in Jefferson County. That first Cynthiana patient has actually just been released from a hospital after a full recovery, according to hospital administrators. That individual is the youngest of all the patients, a 27-year-old female. We, of course, know that the people most vulnerable to the disease are people over age 60 and folks with health conditions.
What has the state done to respond to this?
So there's a combination of orders and recommendations that Governor Beshear has put in place. Probably the biggest of all came on Thursday, recommending that all schools in the state stop in-person classes starting Monday for at least 2 weeks. That's going to mean a big, long break for most Kentucky students, though schools that have non-traditional instruction programs, that's a very specific term for remote or online learning approved by the state, will be using those. I know that Jefferson and Fayette counties don't have that online learning option, but some do, like Boone County in northern Kentucky.
What about testing for the virus? Does the state have enough test kits?
This has been something Beshear has addressed at nearly every one of his press conferences. No, the state does not have enough test kits for everybody in the state who wants to get tested. The thing is, it's just that's kind of how it is across the country. The CDC is recommending right now that the people who get tested are the ones who are showing symptoms. That way, health officials can conserve resources for the most serious cases. There's some hope that more widespread testing will take place in Kentucky once some private testing firms come online. Late this week, Beshear announced that UofL and a private company, LabCorp, were testing in Kentucky now. But still, the folks at the front of the line need to be the people who are showing symptoms.
This is all taking place in the middle of the legislative session. Has anything changed there? Are they going to finish the session?
I have to say, not much has really changed there. They've moved seats farther apart from each other to do some of that social distancing everyone's talking about. The cafeteria eating area has been closed, and the legislature isn't meeting today or on Monday. Leaders of the legislature say they're evaluating how to go forward, and they're juggling a few considerations. First off, this is the budget writing year. They have to write a 2-year budget, and it's got to pass by April 15th. They're not nearly done with it yet. So far, the House has passed its version. We haven't even heard from the Senate. Eventually, they have to come to a compromise, and that usually takes place in the final weeks of the legislative session. Then again, there are hundreds of people who work at the state capitol during the legislative session, and in a time when public gatherings, sports events, concerts, meetings, just about everything is being canceled, it's a little wild for the seat of government to continue making all these people cluster together in close quarters.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
You can hear more of Ryland's stories about Kentucky politics and how the state government is reacting to the COVID-19 pandemic throughout the day on WKU Public Radio. You can also find them at wkyufm.org.